Satnam, and welcome everybody on the beautiful day of April 20th, 2010, when it seems like everybody's reporting a beautiful spring day, whatever corner of the world they're in, and we're enjoying all this refreshing new energy that's coming onto the planet at this time. We have some very significant events happening. Yesterday was a major landmark. And what happened yesterday, April 19th, and we touched on this briefly last week, but it's totally significant, is that we had Chiron move out of the Aquarian-Neptune conjunction into Pisces. So the last time we had this conjunction was 60 to 68, and that's what preceded the Summer of Love and the Beatles and the invasion from England and all that heart-opening energy. So we've got 9 years of this, so we'll look forward to literally a renaissance of oneness, union, and a move back into love on the planet. This last period of time with the Chiron and Neptune, we've been in a deep, deep healing process. Chiron is the half animal, half mind, half man, yeah, mind, man, similar energies, half animal, half man symbol, which means that what's happening is that it's about healing our lower nature with our higher nature, our animal self with our human divine self. And Chiron brings, I think, star 6 if you haven't. Chiron brings is where our wounds are, and they've been pushed to the surface this last period of time, and even more recently been pushed more to the surface for healing. So we're moving into our humanness, and with that Chiron in Pisces, into our oneness with the divine. Pisces is the 12th sign of the zodiac, and in Pisces is where we merge back with our own higher self, our own divinity. So this is a truly momentous occasion, which we can celebrate with lots of deep breaths and dancing about and kundalini rising and ecstatic energies and sharing with friends and however else you want to celebrate. But it's truly a time to merge back into that unity with our divine self. And remembering that we've talked about that, this is the first time on the planet where the planet is going through a cleansing and we're staying. The planet periodically, every thousands of years or so, as an example with the dinosaurs, the planet does go through many earth changes and goes through a cleansing. And as in the case of the dinosaurs, the planet went through torrential and huge earth changes and upheavals, and the dinosaurs were destroyed so that there could be a new life form on the planet, which was humans. And here we are. And again, the planet is going through a cleansing, but this time, for the first time, instead of life being destroyed because we're holding the higher frequencies on the planet, we're moving to the next stage of evolution and staying on the planet and not being totally cleansed by the planet. And that is the grand experiment. And we and other light workers, but we are a wonderful group, and of course I always acknowledge and love everyone. You're doing such a great job. We Shakti activators are helping to anchor in this new life form, this new life force, this higher frequency on the planet at this time. So it is a time of cleansing. And we were just talking at the beginning of the call that what we're doing as we move into these higher frequencies is we're riding the wave of the ups and downs. Some days you may feel totally ecstatic, and other days you may feel completely depressed. And you could be picking up planetary energies, and we've been talking about this. But this time is about riding the wave, riding the higher frequencies, and just learning to surf the wave as the planet goes through its changes. So I hope nobody was stranded in an airport, speaking of planetary changes, with the latest one, the eruptions in Iceland that stopped all the travel, all the air travel in over Europe, or much of it, and Northern Europe. So that was a very interesting event. And I was reading some interesting commentary on that event about people being stranded in airports. And one of the comments I read was that people were talking to each other, and they were saying, well, it's been difficult because, you know, we're washing in the bathrooms, blah, 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 and we have no place else to go. But we have each other. So people are stranded in this airport because of the planetary conditions, but yet they're finding unity in that experience. And so this is more and more what we're moving into, where we can be in extreme conditions, but yet, as long as we experience the oneness and the community with each other, we're going to be able to surf the wave, to work, to make it through, even if we're in conditions that aren't ideal, such as being stuck at an airport, which is better than having to hide in a cave from a dinosaur or something. So I guess it's all relative. We've got 2010, no dinosaurs, but yet we are experiencing and will continue to experience earth changes and sudden changes. And also, at the beginning of the call, we were talking about a couple people that had died, and wasn't somebody I knew, but a friend of mine, aunt, who had 4 teenage daughters, was suddenly killed over the weekend in a car accident by a drunk driver. So there's going to be changes. There's going to be earth changes. There's going to be sudden death. Yes, we are going through a tumultuous period. So we're not escaping that. But the more we hold the higher frequency, the more we stabilize this period. And that's part of our job, to stabilize the planet, even though it is going through a cleansing at this time. So that's our exciting event of Chiron moving into Pisces. And on more of an experiential note on my part, and I'll look forward to hearing more of your experiences also, yes, we did have celebrated Earth Day here in San Diego on Sunday with a huge event in Balboa Park. So for those of you who aren't familiar, if you've heard of the San Diego Zoo or if you've been to San Diego, it's a 1,500-acre park that was originally built for the World's Fair in the early 1900s, and it's a beautiful area. So we had Earth Day there, all kinds of people sharing their gardening, home gardening, lawn garden, and alternative energies and hybrid vehicles and everything you can imagine. And it was a really, really, really beautiful day and a very uplifting and healing day. And so we're just opening up to that space of how we can actually move through this time and heal the planet. And I've been continuing to have wonderful experiences with Mother Earth. And I got to have an experience a couple days ago with, we have a black butterfly that loves to come and visit us in our yard in the spring, so I got to play with the black butterfly. Was out there. It was actually just sitting on a piece of lawn furniture, and I was looking out the door, and I thought, it just kept sitting there, which was really unusual. Usually they're just flying around, and I really felt that it was waiting for me, so I went out, and it fluttered around me like it was happy to see me, and I think that's pretty amazing that a butterfly is waiting to see you. But that's what I felt. And then also I just have butterflies when I'm taking a walk, and I just actually walked to a boring errand to the bank, and a monarch butterfly just flew right in front of me. And then when I got back from the bank, I went out to the yard, and a monarch butterfly, I don't know if it's the same one or not, flew around me again. So yes, I do feel that Mother Nature is connecting and calling out to me, as I'm sure Gaia is calling out to each one of you. And the monarch experience happened just before this call. I just ran out and did a couple errands. So I do feel it's a message for the whole call, and I know that Gaia is speaking to each one of you. So as I experience these events, I also think of all of you and anchor in that beautiful energy and feel blessed by by the presence that we can be working with Gaia and helping hold in these higher frequencies at this time. So we've got a lot of things happening. So also, as we move into the real experience of oneness, which is each one of us connecting with our own divinity, our own higher self, and holding that frequency in 3D, we're looking and seeing everything's being exposed. Things are starting to be exposed that are not of that frequency. So in the news, of course, I'm sure everybody's been aware of all the allegations against the Catholic Church, which is where people went in the past, went to churches for an experience of oneness. So the abuse is being exposed, which is a really beautiful uncovering that this is not being hidden anymore. So the abuses are coming to light, and this is what we're working with. We're working on lighting that match of the higher frequencies where there has been corruption, so it can be cleaned up. So we're still going through this cleansing and this cleaning up time on the planet. And also, I was reading online, and I know there was actually a show last night on PBS about Goldman Sachs, that the Securities and Exchange Commission actually filed a civil suit on Friday against Goldman Sachs. So that's another example of corruption being exposed, and everybody knows, of course, about the corruption on Wall Street, but the whole culture is, if the facts that the SEC has alleged turn out to be true, the whole culture of Wall Street is very corrupt, even more corrupt than many people even have been led to believe. So again, this is significant. Because of what's happening on the planet at this time, it is a cleansing. So anything that's not of these higher vibrations is being exposed, so that heavy energy can be broken up and released. So those are very, very significant events that we're experiencing at this time. Okay, so, and also now, wonderfully enough, we're just moving into Taurus. So we've worked a lot with the Aries energy in the spring equinox being the beginning of the year, where we had thought about our new projects, our new energies, what we want to bring through. So now we're moving into Taurus, which is actually a time of manifestation. So this is a time to think more about concrete energies that how you want to move forward with your project. And any doubts or anything that anybody has, this is a time just to really release those, because each one of you is so special and has such a wonderful contribution to make, to bring in these higher frequencies. And as I was walking around, it was interesting, before the call, and the butterfly was flying around me on the way to the bank. Kind of interesting. Yogi Bhajan was walking with me. Yes, he's here right now. He says Sat Nam and to everyone. And that he's saying, when you acknowledge him, then he can acknowledge you. So you can think of him during the day. And if you need help, he's saying he's always there for you. So just take a breath in and let Yogi Bhajan be with you, and he's here. But he was guiding me and saying that when this is a time when we're actually merging our heart with our minds, he's saying that people's heads have been cut off from their hearts, and we've been working a lot about this with our breathing and lifting up on our diaphragm and our own vibration. And he's saying, as you breathe in, think of the quality that you want to bring through onto the planet and combine that with your thinking. And that alone, as you walk or move through the day, will anchor in these higher frequencies on the planet. So even if you do that alone, and I know everybody on the call is doing much, much more, but even if you do that alone, just thinking, okay, even if I'm just running an errand, I can breathe in compassion as I walk around, as I take a walk, as I look at the people around me. And I can hold that frequency in my body no matter what I'm doing. So even if the mind is going through a twist of, okay, I have to do laundry and I have to get this done and I have to call this client and I, blah, 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 as the mind does, we're, as long as you like energize with the higher frequencies, these higher qualities, then that's you holding these higher frequencies on the planet. So he was talking to me about that. And then you're going to start to vibrate more and more with those higher frequencies and combine the heart and the mind. So as we project light out our third eyes, which is what our thoughts are light, our thoughts are holograms of light, and we talked last week about making a little video of ourselves and watching ourselves as the evening news rather than the traditional evening news. So as we use those holograms of light, which are thoughts, and send them out, we're also going to combine them with these higher frequencies of love and compassion in our bodies, and those go right into Gaia, right into the heart of Gaia, which is actually changing and churning right now. There's molten lava in the center of Gaia, which is erupting up in the ocean, and this has been in the news too, these volcanoes coming up in the ocean. There's thousands of them, they've found out. So we send these energies right into this molten core that's churning. And as it's churning with a higher velocity, what it means is that's the cleansing. And as we connect with these energies and we are part of Gaia, we are made of the earth and we are divinity, then these frequencies go right into that molten core. And they actually get anchored in with Gaia as we walk. So it may sound a little out there, but we're more powerful than we think. Anyway, that's what Yogi Bhajan was talking to me about. And he's shaking his head saying, yes, that's what I was wanting to tell everybody. You're doing great. And he's feeling people right now moving more into their bodies, and that's beautiful. So I'm feeling an energy that people are breathing in, this love frequency, this compassion, this devotion. Remember, if you feel emotional about something, take a breath in, move into your heart, and turn emotion to devotion, turn anger to passion, turn sadness and grief to compassion. So again, as you breathe in, you can remember that you can take any energy that you're feeling and transmute it. So that's your beauty. You are here to transmute these lower frequencies, and that's what you're doing. And as you do them and then project them out through your unicorn horn, through your third eye, then those frequencies go out into the ethers, the etheric field, which is actually could kind of be compared to like a liquid, although we don't experience it as liquid like the oceans, but it's more like that. It's more fluid. We're really living in kind of a giant fishbowl. We're living in a more fluid environment than it looks like. So as we just feel more of that merging with that fluid energy, then that's what helps us ride the wave. So we're moving with the wave, and that's what helps us stabilize during this time of great changes. Okay, so just go ahead and just keep letting your breath deepen and deepen all the way into your belly and down to your feet. Help me ground this in as we're talking about this. Great. Okay. So another thing that's happening right now astrologically and according to the Mayan calendar, we're at the, in relationship to how things are delineated in the Mayan calendar, we're at the midpoint of night 6 of the galactic underworld, and this technically happens May 6th, but we're almost there. And so what this means is we are processing events that happened at the same point in the Mayan calendar that happened around 10,000 BC. So we're returning around, we're reprocessing these events. And what happened at that time was the weather and the tectonic plates were, there was great cataclysms on the planet. And this was also the time of the, and also at another time of the regional underworld, there was the Inquisition, and that was another one of the cycles, poisoning the church during another cycle that relates to where we are now. And also the same cycle was in 1982, when Reagan was stirring up the Cold War hysteria in America, and also feeding the Vietnam War machine, bankrupting the economy, which was the beginning of the economic breakdown in the U.S. So we're at that same point in the cycle. So what we're doing right now is we're going through those energies and we're up-leveling them. So it's not really a circle, it's a spiral. So we're coming back to that same energetic or point as explained in the Mayan calendar, and we're moving the energy up to a higher frequency, and we're not being destroyed by it this time. But you may feel some release of trauma, and that trauma does have to be released. So we release it with our breath and with our meditations and with our chanting and with other tools that many people have. So that gives you a little example that we're dealing with intense energies, but we're also transmuting them, and we're transmuting them together, so you're not alone. So if you feel alone, then email Shakti Activation or call one of us or reach out to a friend or have some friends over just to breathe and chant and have some yogi tea with you. So there's ways to work with this so you're not alone. But it's good to know that we are transmuting a lot of past planetary energies that have kind of been stuck. So that's a little bit of a reference point so you don't feel so crazy. So this Chiron-Neptune conjunction that we've been in has been forcing us to heal the deepest interior wounds. And those are some of the woundings occurred that I was just talking about. And then we move into the release of the spiritual powers, and that's what we're moving into now. We're moving into releasing the energies, because we've all been doing a lot of healing. And so we're getting into the part where we can release the energies into the spiritual energy, into our divine self, into our upper chakras, connected with our lower chakras. So this is a great time of release. And this is a time when people can't hide their pain anymore. So there's this great desire for oneness. And now we can actually move into it in an authentic, real place, rather than having to go outside of ourselves. You know, as an example, in the past, when people went to the Catholic Church because that's what was available on the planet. But now people are actually able to experience that for themselves in their own bodies. They don't have to go. They don't have to go outside of themselves. So now we've got this Chiron in Pisces, and moving into the next huge wave in enlightenment. And the 60 to 68 time frame was the summer of love and the U.S. civil rights movement and an experience of really mystical oneness. So some of you may remember that, but we're all influenced by that energy that was anchored into the planet. So now we want to anchor that in and keep it with us and not backslide. Chiron was also in Pisces in 1910 and 1918. And this was an earlier phase, and there was also a desire for enlightenment. And there was spiritualist movements happening at that time. Mediumship, theosophists, and then World War One happened, and people kind of lost hope. So we're reclaiming that hope again as we move into the end of this huge 26,000-year cycle of the Mayan calendar with Chiron in Pisces, inspiring us, inspiring humankind to create oneness and love and peace for everyone. It's a time of a oneness celebration, a consciousness convergence. And that's what we're moving into. We're moving into a time of a lot more inspiration available to everybody, not just kept separate, whether in a church or a yogi in a cave or whatever. So it's a time of collective inspiration. So that's what we're moving into at this time. So it's just a bit of a journey, but we'll all just keep going, and we'll see how it shows up for everybody. So, remembering as these waves of energy come through, what happens is they're rearranging the energy so they can travel in a new path. So as you feel these waves of energy come through you, remember, as Yogi Bhajan said, breathing into them and breathing compassion and breathing love and breathing harmony, because it's really a time to breathe in that harmony on the planet and move from our negative, positive minds into our neutral minds. What's happening as we're bringing in these higher dimensions, we're bringing in a third element. We've lived out of, during the time on the planet, we've lived out of really a planet in duality, a planet in polarization, good, bad, you know, white, black, this, that. So what we're adding right now is that third element, which we call the neutral mind. It's triangulation. It shows up in many ways. It's like the stability of a pyramid. So you can look around in your own life and see how that happens. But as we breathe in these qualities that we're wanting to bring forth on the planet, the higher divine spiritual qualities, that takes us into our neutral mind. So we're out of that negative-positive interface that is duality that goes back and forth, back and forth. So we have a planet of duality, a planet of polarization, a planet of war, a planet of, you know, extreme wealth, extreme poverty. So with the events that are happening, what we want to move into on the planet at this time is a planet of harmony, a planet of oneness. And what creates that harmony, what creates that oneness, is this triangulation, this third element, and that's what we're bringing through. And the third element is because we're grounding in these higher frequencies, these divine frequencies, the fifth dimension, the Aum, the oneness with Gaia, with the Mother, on the planet at this time. So that is the element that's coming in now as Pisces and Chiron are meeting. So just, you can remember that, and as you chant your Aums and activate your third eye and feel the tingle in your feet, know that you are grounding in that third element that actually hasn't been on the planet except just in a few areas, but it hasn't been on the planet as the overriding theme. And this is the theme that you, Shakti Activators, and many others, are helping to ground in, that third element, neutral mind, so these higher frequencies can create a harmony, can create that oneness on the planet beyond the polarization of duality, which is where all destruction is coming from. We're adding that element of love. We're adding that element of trust, of oneness. So people aren't just living in greed, thinking that money is the highest frequency. So if they just accumulate millions and billions and trillions of dollars, somehow they're going to gain from that. So we're going beyond the polarization of money, the polarization of these different elements that have caused so much suffering and destruction on the planet. So this is the moment where you are grounding that element of harmony, that triangular, that third frequency, that triangle, that pinnacle of the pyramid, into the energy grid of planet Earth. So that's what you're doing. And just as I talk about that, I feel everybody doing that and starting to feel that coming, as if you're surrounded by a pyramid and the light's coming down from your third eye and down into the earth. Your two legs, like the two sides of the pyramid. So you can think about yourself in that way and then hold that energetic configuration to bring in this frequency, to bring in this third element that we need right now. So when we can move beyond the polarization of duality, then we can establish harmony on the planet. Then we can balance out these frequencies that have been destructive. And now we have divinity on the planet. Now we can move into what we've been promised, this 1,000 years of peace, and move into the planet being restored, and move into moving back into a planet that is like the Garden of Eden, a planet where people are getting their needs met and they're not being exploited. So just go ahead and breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. We're going to start our meditation. and doing great. So we're going to go back to our Ramadasa for today. And this is going to bring the energies all the way up from the earth to your third eye and beyond, up to your crown chakra, and then a circle back down to the earth. So go ahead and set yourself for meditation. Elbows at your sides, palms up. If you're sitting cross-legged, your arms are over your legs. Okay, beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Inhale. Pull the breath up to the heart, send it out to the earth. Exhale, let it go. Inhale, pull the breath up to your own heart, placing your hands on your heart, sending love into your own being, and let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. And slowly come back. And that was a beautiful experience. And what I saw was this multidimensional pyramid coming around the whole group and being formed. We were creating it as we were meditating it, bringing it into a series form from 3D around us as a protection. And so it looked like a pyramid coming around the whole group. And then actually what I saw was the balance coming into the ground, into Gaia, into Mother Earth, which was an upside down pyramid. So I saw us creating that form as we were meditating. So thank you. That was a very powerful meditation. So if anybody else would like to share what they experienced or felt or anything else, how they're doing, then you can go ahead and star 6 and talk to us. We have a few more minutes so we can all connect a little bit. Thank you. Go ahead.
Guru Chan, I just want to thank you, first of all, for the reaffirmation of everything I've been experiencing, talked about today. And especially the most intense piece for me, or the most beautiful piece, is all about the transmutation. Like, what I experience in every moment is no matter what's coming through me, no matter whether it's something for my own humanity or something I'm witnessing, or whether it's, defined as joyful or easy and happy, or whether it's defined, would be defined in the mind as something difficult or stressful. Now I feel like it's just all flowing into me, and that it's transmuting, like the love that I feel in every vibration of my being is just transmuting it and letting what needs to go, go, and what needs to be sort of heightened and put back out through my heart goes out. And so it just feels like the soul and the psyche are just meant to be dwelling that way always, and that's always been the point, but that it's just something that is just flowing now. And even in those moments when it feels scary or stressful, that place of transmutation, I can always find myself back there and just breathing, using the breath, using the chanting. The Rama Dasa is so beautiful because it just brings that feeling of balance and peace and joy, no matter what the mind state is or the body state is in the moment. So,
oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Colleen. Yeah, I really feel that sensations of beautiful energies moving through me and moving out, connecting with all of us as you spoke that. Thank you. That was really beautiful. And Corinne, connect with the group. You all did such beautiful work today. Thank you. We're really getting, our frequencies are getting really finely tuned, all of our work together every week. Anybody
I'd like
else?
To share something. This is Saki.
Okay, Saki, go ahead.
I was particularly interested in what you were saying, how the cycles of the, we're going through the same cycles that we've gone through in other points in our planetary history. And it was interesting because my experience today was I felt that there was a healing that was occurring during an experience I had this morning when I went to a meeting with several business people who normally when I go into meetings like this, I feel very like everyone's in their head. And what I noticed in the room this time was that there was so much heart space in the room that I had never experienced before, and it almost took me back because I went there prepared to be in the head, even though I live in the heart as much as I can. And what I was experiencing was them even verbalizing how much heart space they had, and I got up and spoke to the group about energy and cleansing homes and the importance of clearing this energy. And then after I spoke, another gentleman who was actually, he was the director of these people, he got up and he said, I know this is, for some of you, this is hard information to take in because this is not sort of stuff that you're used to hearing. And if this was another time, she probably would have been burnt at the stake. And
wow.
It's rather shocking for this to even be coming up in a business meeting, you know.
That's totally significant, yeah.
Totally, and I even said, and I laughed and I said, well, I was probably burned at the stake in a previous lifetime. Now, would have I said that even a year ago in a meeting like this? No.
Wow, huge, you know? Breakthrough, yeah.
So when you were talking about that day as we were listening, I definitely felt the healing of that energy, even in a very small way through myself. So,
yes.
Thank you. Sat Nam.
Wow, thank you for sharing. That's so important to share these moments, and it just anchors the frequency and expands it out even more. Thank you for sharing, Shakti. Beautiful. Would anybody else like to comment or share?
Sat Nam, is Rambia Kaur? First of all, thank you. Like the other caller said, just having a point of validation for the experience and maybe even putting language to some of the experience I haven't been able to put language to, it's valuable to me, immensely valuable. I think you know about yesterday having this intuition about creating the circle. Energetic, and I did not remember about the fact that it was such a momentous day astrologically. So I understand it now. I was pretty much in the soup energetic most of the day and night because I left the circle open in my room overnight. But the interesting factor in this, and making a very long story short, is that there's this individual who is as unconscious removed from things as you could imagine on some levels, but I've always seen his spark and his beauty and his strength inside. And I was literally doing healing work with a third individual when his energy showed up and pretty much says, you need to do this energetically. So here's this person that I could just dismiss as being too normal or something, guiding me to do some of the work. And it reminded me, it humbled me. Because it reminded me how much sometimes without knowing it, because I am in the work, that I may unconsciously dismiss some other humanoid who is carrying this potentiality in this so much more beyond what we've seen and what we're actually perceiving. And I was reminded, here is another master. He just happens to not be practicing it at a level that I can consciously see it on a daily basis, but he's a master. And he was guiding me to do some of the work that I needed to do. And it was liberating on so many levels. I don't know how to express that other than the veils of that duality and that judgment and the right and the wrong and the better and the worse are falling down. And I know that's been true for me for a while. And the habitual mind, of course, wants to go to that place because it's, you know, place of safety, or so it thinks. But it was humbling. It was humbling, and I feel in some very small way it was very significant for me because I have labored to see the infinite in everyone my entire life, wanting to see that, especially family and friends that are so difficult to see it at times. And I think that I'm able to see it at different levels today.
Wow, I totally feel that. Thank you for sharing. Very significant. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for your work yesterday.
Thank you.
All right. Would anybody else like to connect with the group? Hear anything? Comments? Thoughts? Desires? Intentions? No? Are we... Does everybody feel complete for the moment? About 2 o'clock here in San Diego. Well, you did beautiful work today. Nobody else wants to share anything. Again, thank you for grounding in these beautiful higher frequencies and this beautiful pyramidal energy that I just totally feel is building on the planet and around each of us. And you can call on that for protection. if you want to and if you need to. So work with those triangular energies this week and building and energizing that field that we anchored in today. And also, just keep remembering to, when you breathe, lift up on your diaphragm, which opens up your whole heart energy, so you can experience the world from your heart, from love. And other people will entrain to that. They'll feel it even if they don't know what you're doing. So thank you for doing your beautiful work today. So if, does anybody else have anything to share before we close? Okay, well, we're going to complete for today then, and I'll be with you all in spirit and on the Yahoo group until next week, April 27th. So I will...
Satnam.
Satnam, I'll connect with you then. Love to everybody. Light to everybody.
Satnam. Satnam, thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha, Satnam.